Now, how do you go about studying this when you can't see men and women? The way that lots of people feel most comfortable is to try and link specific identities like men or women with specific artifacts. This kind of artifact is clearly a man's kind of artifact. Now, the problem with that is that many of our ideas about what constitutes a man's artifact or a woman's artifact come from our notions of what's proper for men or women to do. So, for example, if you find a sword or whatever, you look around your own life and you say, ah, who carries swords? Men. Therefore, this must be a men's weapon. Well, maybe it wasn't always the case. Maybe weapons of certain sorts were more symbolic with certain social categories in which women played a large role. So we have to be very careful about the assumptions we make about what makes a male artifact or a female artifact. Even at this sort of simple notion of an artifact linking what we call gender attribution, the ways in which gender tends to get played out is oftentimes in the use of space. When we excavate, we can see how certain kinds of spaces are used, they're structured, and to what extent those might have traces of remains strongly linked to women's labor or men's labor. The smoking gun of gender research is where you have human burials and you can identify whether the individuals are male or female and that they then tend to be treated in certain ways with certain patterns and with certain artifacts. You can begin to pick up maybe some of the symbolism of what it means to be a male or a female in a certain society. One of the problems with all of that is that once somebody dies, they don't have any more say in how they get treated. And it may not be really telling you much about the person in their life, but it'll probably tell you a lot about what people who go on living think the world is all about and what they think is proper for a person of this status. It is well known that people tend to, well, maybe not lie, but sort of cheat with social reality through things like mortuary treatment. And so you have to be very careful. We can't just read off directly, oh, this is how somebody's treated in death, therefore this is how they were in life. The other smoking gun of identifying men or women, something that Mesoamerica has got an embarrassment of riches, is actual artistic depictions, visual representations, whether it's in the form of statuettes or in the murals or the paintings or the decorations on pots, are where we can begin to pick up very interesting variations in clothing, in posture, in who's situated in an image with who. In contexts that are as rich as many Mesoamerican ones, you can really begin to make some inroads on what being a certain kind of female in a certain kind of context might have been all about in certain Mesoamerican societies. It's rare in archaeology that you're ever going to get one piece of confirming evidence. We are always using fragments of evidence and putting them together. The best stories are told in archaeology with converging lines of evidence that tend to point more and more securely toward a particular interpretation.